Timo Savola.
Thank you. So he already covered my name. I'm here representing Movial and the Scratchbox project. Within the Scratchbox project, we've been developing ways to cross-compile Debian. And lately, we've also been trying to cross-compile Debian from scratch, which is even more interesting, at least in my opinion. First, I'll describe the background of embedded development and Scratchbox, and then I'll describe how we actually managed to compile Debian from scratch. Many of you probably already know this stuff, at least after you listened to Wookie's presentation. I was also hoping to see yesterday's presentation about cross-compilation, but now I have to cover this subject myself a bit more. So basically, embedded development is about low-end devices and usually weird architectures that are, well, you can't find binary compatible fast build machines for those architectures, except PowerPC, of course. But then there are ARM and some other even more embedded architectures. So you probably want to do cross-compilation. I'd like to say it's required, but it's really not. It's almost required. At least if you are trying to build something as large as Debian, it's I classify it as required. And it's technically quite easy to do. Basically, cross-compiling source code file is quite well understood. You just use a compiler. But if you want to build software, it gets more tricky because you have to deal with these weird packaging building systems. Packaging isn't so hard, but it might also get a bit tricky. But the key thing is configuring, and the keyword is configure. And they're quite painful to work with. And in addition, you also have some requirements that are imposed by the architecture. For example, you don't have FPU. But you can work around that by not writing any floating point code yourself. But if you are trying to reuse existing software, you probably don't have that option. And you want to probably get rid of the runtime emulation of floating point code by using a soft flow toolchain. So if you missed Wookie's presentation, check it out. It's interesting also. Well, at least it is interesting. I don't know about this one. I'll describe the Scratchbox toolkit briefly, because I'll be talking about that quite much later on. I already presented a longer version of Scratchbox at FOSDEM, so I won't repeat it. You can, if you were there, good. But you can check it out. Basically, Scratchbox is a chroot environment. But it also provides all the build tools that you need in order to build typical open source packages. And it provides a cross-compiler toolchain, or actually several to choose from, but it's executed so that it appears like a native GCC. This is the key thing about Scratchbox, because the build systems don't have to have any sort of cross-compilation support. They just find the correct things and everything just works most of the time. But Scratchbox isn't a full-scale emulator either. It includes QEMM and that sort of stuff, but it's only used part of the time. And the interesting thing concerning this presentation is, of course, the Debian support. And we have modified versions of several build tools in order to make all this work. And dpkg is one of the important ones that we have modified a little. here's a bit of history of our work. When we first added Debian support in Scratchbox 0.9.7, we also had to figure out a way to do Debian development in it and how to build Debian for ARM in it. And we call this project Crocodile. Don't ask me where the name comes. It used to mean something, but it doesn't mean anymore. So basically, we ended up working so that because of Debian's crazy dependencies, at least in some parts of the system, we ended up extracting packages and configuring them later. And that way we created root images. And we use those root images or root straps in Scratchbox. We extract them there, and then we just start compiling custom packages. So pretty much we use the same method as Debian itself. So we start with ready installation and then add more or rebuild old packages. So, obviously it works because Debian works, but it's a bit inflexible, at least from our perspective when we want to do custom systems. So for example, you can't easily rebuild Debian using Softflow toolchain. You can start doing something like the C++ ABI migration right now and do it gradually, but it's not fun. And also because of the early version of Scratchbox, even though it provided several build tools, DPKG didn't recognize them when you build a Debian package. So we had to fill up the target with build dependencies that never really go to the target file system at the end anyway. But nowadays, things are a bit better. After improving the Debian support in Scratchbox 1.0, we started to do this thing again. And we had a more ambitious goal. So we also wanted to cross-compile Debian from scratch. And that's the thing that I'll be talking during the rest of the presentation. So this nice matrix thing, graphic, displays actually the two separate problems that we are solving. On the vertical axis, you have the cross-compilation, and on the horizontal, the traditional versus from scratch solution thing. And it gets interesting when you combine these two. Cells 2 and 3 illustrate or represent the work that we are now doing, especially number 2 is our immediate goal. But it might be appealing for many other Debian developers to know that this makes it possible or easier to bootstrap new architecture support. So, since every Debian system requires the essential packages, it's logical to start building those first. And obviously you also need their runtime dependencies. And it's not so bad, only 47 packages, binary packages that you need to build in order to run bash, which is among the essential packages, which is nice. So we have a user interface. But when you start to look at the source packages that you need to build, everything blows up. And you have dependencies to X and a lot of things. Thankfully, Scratchbox provides a lot of build tools, so you don't have to go and build every build dependency. And actually, I'm getting ahead of myself a bit. When you look at this job, and you start to think, how can you compile Debian from scratch? Well, strictly speaking, you can't compile anything from scratch. You have to start with some resources. So now we have to consider what sort of trade-offs are we willing to make, what sort of compromises. and I'll show them next. So there are two key things about Scratchbox that helps us. Many of the build dependencies are only build dependencies. You don't need them at runtime. For example, autoconf. You don't need to install autoconf at the target in order to run program that was built with all the tools. So we have modified dpkg to recognize our build tools, and that helps a lot. But we still have these source packages that want to build several binary packages, and we only need one or two of those binary packages at the end. It slows the build down a bit, but that's not the real problem, since we are cross-compiling anyway. It becomes a real problem if the unused binary packages have crazy build dependencies. And in order to fill those build dependencies, which might be library dependencies that you need at runtime, and those might have even more problems with their dependencies. So we end up with things like X, building X. Fortunately, the only two major problems in the essential system are glibc and gcc. And we have those in our cross-toolchain. Since we build our cross-toolchain ourselves, well, at least my rule of thumb is that if you don't install any binary on the target that you haven't built yourself, then you are compiling from scratch. And we are using our own cross-toolchain, so it includes target binaries that we need, and let's use those. This is the part where we stray from the Debian build system, but I think it's justified because these are fundamental libraries. Many embedded people probably want to use custom versions of those anyway, so it's convenient. And we built them with Debian patches. And we used the original upstream Debian control files to generate our packages, so they are compatible. So these two key things brings us down to only 100 source packages. So from 200 approximately, that's an approximation because it's hard to calculate the real amount due to all these recursive dependencies. Well, maybe it is, but I was tired when I generated these numbers. So we don't have any circular dependencies left anymore. And actually, on Friday, we finally managed to build this essential Debian system for ARM architecture from scratch. And there's a temporary page where you can get those, and but it's still very much work in progress. You also need a pre-release Scratchbox to build that, and even that needs some sort of tweaking, but I hope that I can release a new stable Scratchbox in near future. So this is the fine print. So we couldn't build the vanilla Debian system. There were some issues. I don't know which one of these is the major issue, but at least several packages failed their unit tests. And I'd like to think that it's because they assume that the essential system is there. And in some cases, that is actually the case. After we have built this system from scratch and installed it, then we can complete their tests successfully. But some packages fail their tests because the Scratchbox environment is a bit peculiar. It's, just doesn't work perfectly. But that can be counted as a bug in Scratchbox, or those things that make these tests fail. And, Perl is our long-term favorite. It always has something. But this time there were only two one-line changes Otherwise, that Perl wants to see if a USR bin Perl exists before it builds itself. And it obviously doesn't exist since you are building on an empty file system. But that disabling that check doesn't make the build fail because Scratchbox provides Perl in a non-standard location. And finally, well, this is my favorite nowadays. LibDB wants to build its Java bindings. And well, I have tried building that by adding hacking all this Java support into Scratchbox, but I didn't want to commit it yet. Maybe we'll get around to supporting Java in Scratchbox eventually, but just a depressing problem to fix anyway. So I'll just ignore that Java binding building for now. Okay. This is my message. This is the new Debian policy. Well, the Debian policy has so far ignored the embedded world mostly or completely. But there are some things that can benefit everyone. For example, making Debian buildable from scratch, well, it could theoretically help in the C++ API transition. And also porting the new architectures and maybe also in testing build dependencies. So you can start with a minimum system and try to install all dependencies of package and see if they're correct and that sort of thing. And then there are small inconveniences for the maintainers. For example, if every package supported this node check option, it would be maybe two additional lines to the rules file, but it would make my life easier, and maybe a lot of the embedded guys would like that. I mean, maybe this no doc is not just such a good idea because there's this Riku argued that no doc is useless because there's this build in depth and binary in depth, but well, he's probably right. And these two last bullets are a bit more speculative. It would be nice if the source packages of packages that build essential packages wouldn't build Java bindings. I'd really like that. And you would think that it's not too much to ask. Maybe it isn't, I don't know. And this last one is, I first thought it was a good idea when I was brainstorming, but if all essential packages would depend on other essential packages explicitly, then you could calculate the correct build order from that. Currently, I just use like test the in which order they build correctly, and so far it has worked. But that would also mean that the dependencies of essential packages that are not essential themselves would also have to explicitly declare their dependencies to essential packages, which gets out of hand. So that's not feasible. So some notes about the future. We are continuing the development of Crocodile and Scratchbox. It doesn't really make sense to stop with a system that can only run Bash. It's not really useful. And we also have been thinking about an experimental port to CRIS architecture. CRIS is a really low-end architecture, and we would only port the base system as a proof of concept. And I won't comment about that last one. And finally, well, we have some designs for a new Scratchbox. I like that the first one because it's so optimistic. Well, from Debian's perspective and Debian developers' perspective, the main improvements would be that it's not one big tarball. You can install new packages easily, upgrade them, you could reuse your existing cross-compilers. We could reuse the cross-compiler toolchains provided by MDebian. And also, if the multi-arc goes forward, that could be an option to sandbox. We could see two architectures of a multi-arc Debian system as host tools and the target file system of Scratchbox. And that would be convenient for MDebian, so they wouldn't need this duplicate sandbox environment. I hope that we can publish some longer design document about Scratchbox at some point in future. So you can ask questions now, or if you are shy, you can join us on our IRC channel. There's no dedicated Scratchbox list or anything, but these are such low traffic lists, and well, the channel is now more lively. Yes.
One point about your goal to be able to exclude documentation. The problem is that when you're generating a normal deb, you're actually supposed to include documentation. Yes. So basically, we've discussed this issue a bit with Carlos from Nokia's OSSO department, and what seems to be the most probable solution is a better framework to automatically generate micro debs. Which basically would give you what you need for the embedded side of Debian. Since micro devs, by definition, don't include templates of any sort, don't include documentation, basically just the binaries and the absolute minimum you need to operate and install a given package. So basically a framework to generate that would be your solution, I think, so that you don't end up infringing the policy as well.
So you're talking about UDEBs?
Yes.
Yes. Well, that is probably much easier way of compiling from scratch, but this we are attempting to build a real Debian. And the rationale about disabling generation of documents is that if you are building an embedded system, you probably don't need them at any point. But if you are compiling from scratch, you can go back and build them when you have the dependencies.
Well, I think that difference here between why UDEBs don't help is that UDEBs are created using the same Debian rules, and they say all the Debian rules creates documents anyway, and we want to avoid creating documents because the documentation generation tools are the ones that usually pull the most evil build dependencies, which are not interesting for cross-compiling.
Yeah, that is a good point, because we are not so much interested what gets into the package. We are interested what goes on before we make the package. No one?
I guess one possible solution in this case, to return to this question, is that if there would be a way to either have an extra Debian deb helper or some other mechanism to strip documentation without having to have a separate binary target to generate, or maybe some environmental variable to pass to DPKG build package, so that you'd end up without having to change the rule files, still end up without documentation, and basically building what you need without breaking the policy if you submit anything back to Debian. But that would have to be basically be passed as an environment variable. You cannot put that in deb rules, for instance.
That is exactly what this deb build options node does,
right,
as far as I can understand your question.
But does it successfully pass as a command line environment? If it does, then it basically already does what you need it to do.
Well, we passed node check in the environment variable
right,
for build package, and it works.
Right. Okay. Well, that answers my question then.
Some packages check whether it's cross-compiling or not, and then do not run the checks automatically. Wouldn't that be a better option than some environment variable?
was a question that could you skip configuring and pass the results?
You have that the built option no check variable.
Oh, that refers to unit tests.
Yes. Some packages just look at other environment options like the host and target architecture and see if they're cross-compiling or not.
In Scratchbox, host and target are the same. Because Scratchbox mimics or emulates or simulates the target environment. So you can detect that you're cross-compiling. If you can detect that you're cross-compiling, then there's this bug in Scratchbox. Maybe that's it then.
Well, oh, calm down. Did anybody try to build Debian for a big Indian ARM machine?
Not yet, no. But there might be some problems because Debian doesn't support big Indian ARM. So you might need to patch the sources more. But it's trivial to try that. You just compile a toolchain for Scratchbox using an ARM toolchain that enables BigEndian. I have tried this for MIPS, but there was an additional difficulty, so it didn't work yet. I have to investigate that. But anyway, in theory, that works for anything that Debian supports. And if you take an architecture that Debian doesn't support, well, you have to modify dpkg and patch some not so portable packages.
No questions left. Okay.
I guess I should thank you then.
Thank you. Yeah.